Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Príchodným k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Prijašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 28. maja 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russian radio station, every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, May 28th, 2023. Tomorrow, here in the United States, we celebrate Memorial Day, and it is the unofficial start to summer. Many people will be having cookouts and barbecues. Be safe as you have those barbecues, but don't forget the meaning behind Memorial Day. It is the United States federal holiday that honors American service men and women and is observed on the last Monday of May. Formerly known as Decoration Day, it commemorates U.S. citizens who died while on military service. First enacted after the Civil War, it was extended after World War I to honor Americans who died in all wars. On Memorial Day, the flag is raised briskly to the top of the staff, and then solemnly lowered to half-staff position, where it remains only until noon. It is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. The half-staff position remembers the more than 1 million service men and women who gave their lives to the service of our country. At noon, their memory is raised by the living, who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue the fight for liberty and justice for all. For all of those service men and women who have lost their lives protecting our freedom, we start today's broadcast with a Vichnaya Pamyat. After that, we go to Zakarpattia with Ivanku Ivanku and Zalisom Zalisom. Vichnaya Yich Pamyat to all the American service men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives to protect our country.
geschlagen, durch den Bett geschlagen, durch den Bett zerla vor Donau. Geschlagen, durch den Bett geschlagen, durch den Bett zerla vor Donau. Мамочка тоненька, вода студененька, а я молоденька. Одна село мити, одна село мити, жаль мися втопити. Іванку вечерком, прийди до нятайком, прийди до нятайком. Там я тобі знати, як вийдуть із хати і нянько, і мати. Нам як тобі знати, як вийдуть із хати і нянько, і мати. На плоті солома, не йди старі дома, не йди старі дома. А як буде сіно, а як буде сіно, можеш зайти сміло. Приходить тихенько, як стане темненько, так стане темненько. Ворота скрипливі, сусіди брехливі, варуйся серденько. Ворота скрипливі, сусіди брехливі, варуйся серденько. На ярку, взяла подалоку, взяла подалоку. На крилах любови, прилепи Іванку. На крилах любови, на крилах любови, прилепи Іванку. За лісом, видно нове село. За лісом, видно нове село. Сюди подивлюся, ой, як ми весело. Сюди подивлюся, ой, як ми весело. У новому селі всі хлопці веселі. У новому селі всі хлопці веселі. Люблять підлювати, люблять поспівати, ще затанцювати.
Заспівам голосом поведу,
як собі заспівам голосом поведу. Хлопці до ня липнуть, хлопці до ня липнуть, як чоли до меду. Жито, посіяв нам ячмінь. Коли буде пити, лев мене любити, то буде мій легінь. Коли буде пити, не буде ня бити, не буде гуляти. Лев мене любити, то буде мій легінь.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Rusyn FM. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or email dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute via our webpage c-rs.org. Hover over donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Scholarship applications for the annual Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship are due this Wednesday, the 31st of May. This scholarship, an award of $2,000, will be given to an outstanding Carpatha Russian student or any student enrolled in a Carpatha Russian school or who is a member of a Carpatha Russian family, organization, society, or club that advances the Carpatha Russian culture. For more information on this scholarship and to get your scholarship application, go to our page c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click on Anna Donson Memorial Exchange. c-rs.org, Donate, Anna Donson Memorial Exchange.
Може і пан з'яти, там на горі вишня, чом же не черешня, любиш дня бетяру, чом же не бережня, кед мілий руковал, так мі наказовав, щоб моє личко другий не любовал. Так ю нас ночовал, ночовал, что миличко на червено малював, малював. Дунай, Дунаїчку, Дунаю, яка в тебе зимна вода на країчку, на краю. Ей, шугаю, шугаїчку, чорнима очима, шей гой за тобом вилаєм, Дунай прескочила. Дунай, Дунаїчку, Дунаю, яка в тебе зимна вода на країчку, на краю. Дунай, Дунаїчку, Дунаю, яка в тебе зимна вода на країчку, на краю. Teraz jem szaroskakala, teraz jem igrajte, czorna czizma potorhala, czerwena mi dajte. Чижма до роботи, червена до танцу, хоче зо мною танцювати, мій любий Іван. Прийшов Іван танцювати, жал мене на танець, зачав Іван танцювати, поламав мій жала своїм бідним танцом, болілам собі шидити зо здоровим бальзом, болілам собі шидити зо здоровим бальзом.
On today's Historic Focus, we will discuss the prominent Russian painter and the founder of the Transcarpathian Painting School, Wojtek Erdely. Wojtek Erdely, whose real name was Ivan Hrits, was born in the village of Zagatya in Podkarpatska Rus, not far from Mukachevo, which at the time belonged to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, on May 25, 1891. Erdely received his artistic education at the Budapest Academy of Arts. He then returned to Podkarpatska Rus, to Mukachevo, in 1921, and became a member of the Society of Craftsmen, founded by Yuli Virag. Between 1922 and 1926, Erdely worked in Munich. His first personal exhibition was held in that city in 1923. Having returned to Podkarpatska Rus, Erdely founded the public drawing school in Ushorod in 1927, together with another outstanding Russian painter, Josef Bokshai. Together, they founded the Transcarpathian Painting School. 2 years later, he left again and worked in Paris from 1929 to 1931. There he belonged to a group of post-impressionists, together with such names as Henri Matisse, Maurice de Flaminck, and André Derain. The greatest influence on Erdely was the work of Paul Cézanne. His stay in Paris made him a world-renowned artist, an outstanding European painter, and a post-impressionist, and a master of portraiture. After his return to Ushorod, Erdely took an active part in founding the Association of Artists of Fine Arts in Transcarpathia in 1931, which became the basis for the formation of the Transcarpathian School of Painting. For many years, he was the head of that society, organized many exhibitions both in Podkarpatska Rus and other cities in Czechoslovakia. Erdely was also a teacher. He taught at the Mukachevo Gymnasium, the Ushorod Greek Catholic Teachers Seminary, and the Public Drawing School. During World War II, Erdely created his most beautiful images, mainly portraits. From 1945 until his death in 1955, Erdely taught at the Ushorod School of Applied Manufacturing. His attempt to turn the Ushorod Public School of Drawing into an academy of skills modeled after Western and Central European schools was ridiculed. The Voluntary Association of Transcarpathian Artists, which he created and was its leader, after World War II became a typical Soviet society of painters, which was under the control of the communists and decided to re-educate the famous master in Europe in the spirit of socialist realism. Under the pressure of the Society of Painters and the Soviet authorities, Erdely made several works in the spirit of socialist realism. In fact, Erdely became alien to the Soviet system, did not accept it, and became completely isolated from the surrounding world until his death. He died September 15, 1955, at the age of 64, in Ushorod.
Місячку з вечора до рана, бо спаля нема. Прийшла карта завтра рукувати на мілу чека. Отвори мі, мила, окенечко, ще раз притулю твоє личко. Почекай на два неціль рочка, моя фраїлечко. Рукую, я мусю йти. З родичами, з братом і з сестрою я розлучити. О мене, ся мамко, не старайте, лен вами на милу позідайте. Я вам свой на листочок напишу, добрі ся майте.
о мене ся мамко не старайте, ледва ми на милу позидайте. Я вам свой на листочок напишу, добрі ся майте. Я вишня. Ой, на горі три тополі, четверта я вишня. Грає козак на бандурі, щоб дівчина вийшла. Винді, винді, дівчинонько, як є зуркотила. Скажи мені щиру правду, кого ти любила. Я любила, я кохала, хлопця молодого. Я кохала хлопця молодого, а тепер же я не буду любити нікого, а тепер же я не буду.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. This year's Simply Slavic Festival will take place Friday, June 16th from 5 until 11 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from noon until midnight. This takes place in Youngstown on Federal Plaza East and the Central Square in downtown Youngstown. This event includes live music, folk dance performances, homemade food, children's learning areas, educational exhibits, and ethnic vendors. This full weekend of Slavic entertainment and education is $5 a person. Children 12 years and younger will be admitted free. On Saturday at 1:30 p.m., the Carpatho Rusyn Band, Sokira, which is myself and my friends and family, Yeah, friends and family, because my brother-in-law, my sister play in it, Bob Bartko, Paul Stafura Jr., and Derek Cummins. We are on at 1:30 p.m. Also performing that weekend on Friday, you have the Odsurtsa Tamburitsins, the Tatra Mountain Foundation Dancers, Orchestra Zabava, the Chardon Polka Band, and on Saturday, you have the Happy Hearts Junior Tamburitsins, again, Silkira at 1:30 p.m., Living Traditions Folk Ensemble, our good friends from Cleveland, Nochne Sove, Selo Croatian Ensemble, the Zaps, Kaštan, the Tatra Mountain Dancers again, Harmonia, Del Sinchak, and for the Vatra Lighting at 10 p.m., Harmonia. So that is the Simply Slavic Festival, Friday, June 16th, 5 to 11, and Saturday, June 17th, noon to midnight, Federal Plaza East, Central Square in downtown Youngstown. For more information, visit their webpage, simplyslavic.org. simplyslavic.org.
Żytni chlip.
Carpatho Russian Society will be holding an online webinar Monday, June 26th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. A glimpse into our own mythical ancestral Carpathian past. Researchers and writers in a liminal space and time. This will be presented by Professor Patricia Krafchik, Professor Emerita, the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. At the close of World War I, the remote northern counties of the Hungarian Kingdom were added to the new country of Czechoslovakia as Subcarpathian Rus. Many of our ancestors had already emigrated from the historic borderland territory of Carpathian Rus by that time. They knew what they had left behind. But much of that territory, especially its remote highland villages, was little known in the rest of the Czechoslovak Republic. Russian folklorist Petr Bogatyrev and Czech journalist and writer Ivan Olbracht, both highly educated and intensely curious, were two of many who traveled to the region during the interwar period. They immersed themselves deeply into the sociocultural life and formed their own diverse perspectives, and in accordance with their professional training, left a wealth of information which uncovered the reality of the place and its ethnic communities. Who were they? Why did they venture to this region? What did they find? What did they leave for us in their respective work? Professor Pat Krafchik will give us some of these answers. Again, that is Monday, June 26th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It is a webinar. If you are a Carpatho Russian Society member, you will have received the email. If you are interested in this, give me a call or an email, 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com, and I can get you this information. Monday, June 26, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, presentation by Professor Pat Krafchik. A glimpse into our own mythical ancestral Carpathian past. Researchers and writers in a liminal space and time. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Listen to Russin FM day or night on your computer. Go to russin.fm, or on your device, go to your app store and look for Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, a krasny tyzden. S Bohom.
Idu sobie po ulici, kamienčiki liču. Taj do sobie doma vuči, deťa rybko striču. Поцілуєш личко моє, а я твоє, твоє. Та й будемо цільовані.
Файна рибко моя, постіли ми постілоньку, де сама ночуєш. Постіли ми постілоньку, гей, мила, ці чуєш. А як будеш спати, спати, красна моя лана, буду на тя позирати з вечора до рана.
Ей, ой, моя рибко файна, дай мені мало ротика, аби мила між нами любов май велика. Цілуй личко моє, моє, а я буду твоє, твоє, та й будемо цілювані, файна рибко моя.
Постіли ми постілоньку, де сама ночуєш. Постіли ми постілоньку, гей, мила, ці чуєш. А як буде спати, спати, красна моя лана, бо
буду на тебя позирати з вечора до рана.
Чуєш, постели ми постелоньку, ей, мила, ти чуєш. А як будеш спати, спати, красна моя лана, буду на тебя позирати, ей.
А як будеш спати, спати, красна моя лана, буду на тебя позирати з вечора до рана. А як буде спати, спати, красна моя лана, буду на тебя позирати з вечора до рана.
Голоси русинів Америка.